feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's budget blueprint delivered to Congress would spend more money on the military, a border wall, and space exploration, and less on some social safety net programs.
And all the White House wants to cut more than $4 trillion in federal spending over the next decade, including reductions in spending on food stamps and federal disability benefits. The Democratic-controlled House is likely to reject the proposal and come up with its own spending plan, setting up a potential budget battle later this year.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Parasite, made in South Korea, is the first non-English language movie to win the Best Picture Oscar. Bong Joon-ho wins Best Director.
I'm ready to drink tonight, so. Until next morning. Thank you.
The Academy Awards on ABC. Joaquin Phoenix and Renee Zellweger win Best Actor and Actress. Best Supporting Oscars go to Brad Pitt and Laura Dern. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's as if we're going to relive last week all over again with crazy similarities. Today, showers become likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. With the high today, 72, tonight's low, 63. Tomorrow and Wednesday, periods of showers and thunderstorms. We're in the 70s. There is a risk of more severe storms again by Wednesday evening and through the overnight hours Wednesday night into Thursday morning, just like last week. And again, the potential for significant rainfall totals. It turns windy and colder Thursday afternoon through Thursday night and Friday, just like last week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
It was early.
272-9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. Again, the big news this morning, other than all the usual presidential political jockeying, New Hampshire primary tomorrow night. The big news this morning is this new Trump budget. Now, again, all these presidential budgets are just sort of a wish list. Here's my general idea. Of course, Nancy Pelosi's already hitting the president, saying the budget, a budget reflects our values. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the value of being prudent and fiscally responsible. I don't see that from either party. And though, again, the president cuts $4.4 trillion in spending over 10 years, I don't think that's... It's a decrease in the increase. We'll still be increasing spending, folks. It's amazing how Washington gets away with this stuff. Trump is going to increase spending on certain things. Again, the military, the border wall, NASA. Want to do more space exploration? Let's get to Mars with the new Space Force. There are proposals to cut discretionary, non-military discretionary spending, including a 26% cut to the EPA's budget. So it's going to make Democrats scream no matter what Trump proposes. And it's a good lesson Trump has learned, and I think a lot of Republicans learn. If you try to out-Democrat the Democrats, it's still not going to impress them, and it's not going to impress Democratic Party voters by any means. You should be boldly who you are, and I think cut spending across the board. That would be my approach, something like the 1% cut across the board. Within 5 years, we could do a lot doing just that. But this is absurd. More and more money going into the Treasury, more and more money being spent. I would prefer, let's just actually get, let's cut spending, let's cut taxes, let's get the House fully in order. Our House, not the House of Representatives. No, no, how you're going to get that completely in order. Now, one of the weirdest things over this weekend that was being complained about is the firing of Alexander Vindman and Gordon Sondland. Now, folks are complaining a little bit more about Vindman, you know, the lieutenant colonel who served honorably, received the Purple Heart. He was also strangely offered, like, the defense ministry job in Ukraine, because I believe he's a dual citizen, which he turned down, but that was an odd wrinkle that came up during the impeachment process. But obviously, because of Vindman's standing, the things Vindman has done through his service, people are complaining that the president has retaliated against Vindman and all these folks. But I generally think whether or not this impeachment occurred, it's time to clean up house, not just in cutting spending and getting our budget and deficit and debt in order, but also reducing the bureaucracy across the board when it is not serving the elected representatives' interests. So one of the people that was, you know, talking about this over the weekend that was asked about it is Devin Nunes. And Nunes has been fighting this fight for quite some time. He has been fighting against these folks because he serves on the House Intelligence Committee, on the NSC, and everywhere else. I want to go in, you know, midstream here to Nunes talking to Maria Bartiromo over the weekend.
About the president firing Ambassador Vindman, and now there is a question. There are questions about where this is going. We know what took place in 2016, that Durham has a criminal investigation underway. What about accountability?
Well, look, I believe we're going to get accountability. I believe Durham's going to get to the full story. You see what the president is doing. I've been saying for a long time that the National Security Council that's there at the White House, 400 and some people, he would be best to take all of those people, ship them across the Potomac, put them, quarantine them, get them the hell away from the White House, because we know that a lot of the leaks for the last 3+ years have been coming from that National Security Council. So the president really needs to only have Trump appointees that are close to him in the White House, because we know they're talking to the media. And look, that's really what's caused this problem, Maria. It's been the media. The legacy media in this country, they're not doing their jobs. This whole Russia hoax and Ukraine hoax, they were in on it from the very beginning. They've refused to talk about just how wrong the Democrats really were. You have to ask yourself, why is that? At some point, you have to understand, they're just part of the team. They're part of the socialist left. There's no other excuse for it. If you know, everything that the Republicans in the House have done over the last 3.5 years, you know, you've had John Ratcliffe on, Trey Gowdy, right. You know, used to come on your show. Now he's a Fox News contributor. We never missed once. Everything we said came out to be true.
I know that.
And had we missed once, just once, yeah. I guarantee you, you would have held us accountable. So, you know, the fact that they went through this whole hoax. I mean, just think about this for a second. I want the guests to think about it. You've heard us talk about this a lot over the last few months, but the very thing that Adam Schiff and the Democrats in the House accused President Trump of doing, of trying to dig up dirt from foreigners, okay, that's what the Clinton campaign did. They sent Fusion GPS right. And Christopher Steele and gathered that dirt. Secondly, you have evidence that the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee, and I know this kind of sounds ridiculous, but it's true.
Yeah.
They tried to get nude pictures of the president.
There actually is audio of Adam Schiff asking for nude photos of Trump. It was apparently two Russian pranksters. Wait, there are pranksters on the radio, even in Russia. So, I think the only way people will pay attention to this, respectfully, Devin Nunes, is if John Durham, the U.S. attorney, actually drops indictments on some people's heads. And big ones at that. And we'll see. You know, now that this impeachment stuff is behind us, and it was a good week last week for the president, a bad week for Democrats, we'll see if these Republicans and these professional types who are around President Trump, who have played ball, will actually deliver the goods. But there actually has to be something there. Seems to be a lot of smoke. But I wonder if we'll end up being disappointed, just like, well, so many Democrats were disappointed with the Mueller investigation. It's interesting how official Washington, especially law enforcement and the law enforcement bureaucracy, look out for their own. It's interesting how that works. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Randall, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mr. Joey.
Good morning.
Can I do a what if? I mean, just a couple of them?
Let's start with one.
All right. let's say Donald Trump knows that the gold is gone and that the international banking system is propping us up and and the Federal Reserve is a front. And what if he's trying to push people? I mean, look, there's more white people on food stamps and free internet than there are black. What if he's trying to push people to go get these jobs so he can bring more here because he knows that they're going to snatch the carpet out from under us? I mean, because they can crash us. If we don't start generating our own money, that dollar, if they do not pay that down, Joy, it means that we are screwed, man, because we're riding on their paper they printed.
Yeah.
America, I mean, so why, let's let them, I mean, maybe it's time. I mean, he said he was going to take the clean arrows. I don't know how much, you know what I mean, 4 years all we got. So let him pay it down. Let it get it off of us and let's start generating our own money. And man, because that's what they're just going to do. I'm telling you that the gold is not there. It's in Saudi Arabia. That's why Trump comes so close to it. And look, Trump did it. Brought $3 million to his hotel, so I think so he wouldn't get corrupt because he almost they tried to make him fail. And I don't think Trump's daddy wanted him to be down that same road he was. He gave that man $3 million to get him out of the hole and put Saudi Arabia princes in there. All that for a reason. So I'm telling y'all, I think we're in trouble, Joe.
Well, our monetary system hasn't been truly backed by gold in decades now.
So what's it backed by? Just
the full faith and credit of the United States government.
And that's backed by international banks. I promise you, I know this for a fact, and I'm not lying to y'all. So that their money is what we are propped up on. And when they get to the end, they get tired of this. They pull the rug. If everybody's not working and having their own money, this is going to be all out war. Love you, bro.
Appreciate it, Randall. Well, that's a hell of a what if. I mean, but no, it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which is a fancy way of saying that our people, our country, is economically dynamic enough and wealthy enough, and we expect that in the future, that the U.S. is good for all the money it creates out of thin air. We can remain the world's reserve currency. We have such a dynamic economy that we're able to tax our people enough to pay off these debts and make good on all these promises we keep making. We keep going down this road, though. I wonder when other countries wake up to that. Though, I suppose you heard Randall there mention the international monetary system. It's quite possible this is essentially like a suicide pact, that if the United States is rocked by, say, China trying to change the monetary system, that hurts China just as much as it hurts the United States. So we'll see where that goes. But I tend to think we just generally need to get our house in order across the board. I think it would be more dynamic and serve the economy much better if we remove a lot of the obligations from the federal government. If you're going to have government do anything, let it be at the state level. But ideally, you get a government out of the game completely. I mean, and the basic line problem is this. The bottom line is this, is that a large and growing national debt reduces economic growth. The CBO projects that the average American household will lose $2,000 and $6,000 in annual wealth by 2040 if the current trajectory continues. It also says America's GDP will shrink by 2% over the next two decades if current policies continue and the debt keeps growing. But short-term thinking dominates Washington, D.C., our dear imperial city, the swamp. And Trump, despite his outsider status, has quickly acclimated to the consensus political view that fixing the national debt will have to be the next president's problem. You know who I blame for that? This short-term thinking? I don't blame Donald Trump. And I don't blame Republicans. I don't even blame Democrats. Now, you look at some of the proposals and you're like, these folks don't even care about debt and deficits. I blame the American people because I think it's right. I think politically speaking, it's true that if somebody came up there and said, we need to tighten our belts and balance the budget in 5 years, not pay down all this debt, just be able to have a surplus in our budgets to start to pay down the debt, to start to service it effectively for this generation and the next generation, I think politically speaking, Whoever proposed that would be massacred in the next election. And so it's one of these issues where the American people really need to look in the mirror and decide, is this what we care about? And if you look at the polls of what people care about in this upcoming 2020 election, I don't think it is what people care about. Not at all. Now, health care is the biggest issue, but the good news there for the president is that the president's doing so well on national security, so well on terrorism, so well on the economy at large, and management of the economy, that now health care has jumped to the top of what's on people's top of mind. And that is a whole other argument. And I'm sure we'll be having that argument, whether it's Pete Buttigieg or Bernie Sanders who gets the nomination. But Buttigieg is popping up. Amy Klobuchar is now showing it third after that debate performance in the New Hampshire polls. But the trend is really Bernie and Buttigieg. It seems like Bernie, folks, really does have, for lack of a better example, a Roy Moore effect. He brings a good floor of voters and support to the dance. It is in that 25 to 30% range. And if nobody else in this Democratic field, whether it's Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, or Amy Klobuchar, I'm leaving out Pocahontas because I just can't stand Elizabeth Warren. I know that's petty of me, but God love you, Elizabeth. But if none of them can take out Bernie Sanders, I think it's Bernie's for the taking. And if the Democratic Party, out of fears of being the Democratic Socialist Party, though that's what a lot of your members believe in, I think, unsadly, what a lot of Americans believe in, then, I mean, y'all have been using Bernie and Bernie's energy for years now. Elizabeth Warren's a perfect example of a sort of establishment Democrat stealing from Bernie's ideas. And as soon as she put those ideas down in actual plans, a lot of people didn't like it. Bernie plays this other game, though. Bernie just said, well, we'll make a revolution. I'll go to the people. I don't have to sit there and do numbers with the Congress. I'll just go to the people. It seems to be working for Bernie now, but we'll really find out what's happening when Super Tuesday comes around. I think it's still early. This is mostly just something for political junkies like myself. Super Tuesday is when the rubber meets the road. And I have a feeling Michael Bloomberg's going to do better than a lot of people expected. Maybe you can buy elections. Donald Trump, when he won in 2016, actually spent less money than hardly anybody else before. He was outspent that last election. Maybe Michael Bloomberg changes the trend. And wouldn't that be something? For a party that talks about too much money in politics, especially with Bernie Sanders as their standard bearer for at least 30% of the party, wouldn't it be something if a billionaire buys the nomination? 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
From the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the
name. On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. I believe my co-host, Jack Campbell, will be stopping by any minute now. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program, 272-9228. This part of News and Views is brought to you by Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center, home of the original approved historical colors list. They have paint for any job, whether new construction or looking to spruce up that home or property of yours. New Look Decorating Center is your local choice to not only find inspiration, but help take that inspiration and make it a reality. They have support for your paint and stain product choices and color selections. Stop by there. That's the best way to experience New Look Decorating Center. Stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. You can also call them, 271-0007, 271-0007, but 6237 Atlanta Highway. Say hello to Brian Carr, the owner, president, paint specialist over there, or the manager, Brett Lanham, who is an expert when it comes to paint selection. He's also a paint specialist. They can take that inspiration. Maybe you're looking to redo the kitchen. Maybe you're looking to redo the dining room or the bedroom. Maybe the whole exterior of your home. But you're not quite sure how to pull it off, how to execute your idea. Well, that's where Brett Land and Brian Carr, the whole team at New Look Decorating, come in. And also because they are truly a local business that you can build a local relationship with. Say you use New Look Decorating Center to redo the bedroom, and a few years later you want to do touch-ups or expand that renovation, that paint renovation, to the rest of the home. Well, they'll have the exact paint and what you used before on file. This is why it's best to buy local, folks, to work with people local, because you can get to know the people that are actually helping you, whether it's Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, or anybody on the team at New Look Decorating Center. So call them today, 271-0007, 271-0007, or visit them at their showroom, 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. That's exactly where Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center resides. And be sure to tell them that News and Views, Joey and Jack, sent you. 272-9228, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jim. Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Yeah, I see Jack's hadn't made the scene yet, huh?
He's about to walk into the studio. I can feel it.
Oh, okay. He's,
I mean, it's probably for the best, Jim, because I had to open up with my finding out my info about my taxes this year. Oh, it just pisses me off.
I'm waiting. I'm not in any hurry to do mine because I'm going to have to pay some. So, because I purposely didn't have any stuff taken out because half the year I'd retired, and so half the year for the whole year I was getting my Social Security, and I didn't take any taxes out. I just put it in the bank, you know, right. And I drew some interest off it. So then I'll pay them. It's just, you know, it's six of one, half dozen another on that. It doesn't really matter. So, but. I know you probably spent about 3 hours last night watching the Oscars.
I actually spent zero any time watching that.
They did not listen to Ricky, did they? Mm-hmm. They didn't listen to Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, just
they had to go there with the political crap.
Now, did you actually watch it?
No, I watched some snippets of it.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt had a little snippet. They told him he had 45 seconds to speak. He said, that's more time than they gave Bolton to
right.
speak at theater, you know, that
Which
kind of stuff.
It just removes, for instance, I thought that movie that he won that award for, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and his performance was fantastic. He deserves the award for what he does. But, like, hey, Brad, we follow this every day and every damn day. Why are you making a quick comment about John Bolton? Like, what the hell does that serve?
And these people live, what their job is fake. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's just lines they're repeating. It's made up stuff. It's not real. They live in a la-la land. But I didn't really watch that much. I just watched it. I tell you what, I was flipping through channels or after 6 o'clock or around there, you know, and they're doing that red carpet thing. And when I saw Billy Porter with that full-length dress on, I said, that's all you need to know about Hollywood, folks. Those people are not even on the same planet. I mean, what?
When you said
Do you know who Billy Porter is?
No, I was about to ask you, who the hell is Billy Porter?
You got to Google Billy Porter, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
Should I right now?
Well, he is a, I don't know what his Woody is, like he, if he's like a comedian or he's an actor or what he does, but he's more in the line of RuPaul.
I've seen that guy before, yeah. He's
now his big thing, he wears dresses, full-length dresses.
Yeah.
And the people are gushing over these, as the couples came in, gushing over. I said, these are so fake. The guy that's out here busting his butt working 50 hours a week, trying to take care of his family and working, paying his taxes, living and dying. That is like, those people could be on Jupiter as far as he's concerned. You know what I'm saying? They have no touch with reality.
Right. And nobody wants to. I'm seeing it now. He's, wearing that purple hat?
But those people just, you know, that's the people. They're all out there patting each other on the back. Who cares about that? And you, if you need to check it out, you just need to see the opening monologue with Steve Martin, who was one of the funniest, used to be one of the funniest comedians, and Chris Rock, and they're making comments off the cuff. Well, you know, I don't see any V's here, and they're the V word. You know, the V word. I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuff. But see, they just have no idea. They have no clue what's going on.
This is actually part of what James Carville, the Democratic strategist, to his credit, has kind of hit the nail on the head. That he said it's not so much just policy that y'all need to fight against. What you need to get out of the Democratic Party and just this mentality is this smug, smug is the word he used, smugness, this elitism, this urbanist mindset that we're just so smug. And you really don't understand, Carville's point is, how much that turns off people in the rest of the country.
I kind of scanned the TV this weekend. I was taking care of my granddaughter and stuff and had some business stuff, but Joe Biden has gone off the deep end. Now, somebody made a comment. I really believe that he is suffering from very early onset dementia. Serious. I'm serious. He has got some problems.
There's something off there, yeah.
Yeah. And then you saw the comment he made to the woman about dog face.
Oh, wait, I've got it right here.
You're a lying dog face pony soldier.
What the hell does that mean, lying dog face pony soldier?
He claims that's a quote from John Wayne, and that's not true because I've Googled it. John Wayne never said that. I don't know where he was some woman that asked him a question. But I saw they had a thing. You know, he didn't go out for 2 days in New Hampshire there. He took 2 days off. They showed his wife. It looked like she was at an assisted living place. There was about 10 old people sitting there looking at her like, when's my next meal? I mean, looking at her, and she's talking to him about vote for Joe. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, how in the world is that going to reach anybody?
Yeah, I think Biden's going to have another fifth place finish.
I think he's gone after New Hampshire. I think that's it. And I hope it is Bernie, because he will. You made a comment. He's going to be like the Roy Moore. That's right. He's going to cost him the election. He's going to lose, but he's going to cost him the election because people are not going to vote for a socialist. The way the economy is right now, it's not going to work. Trump will cut him to pieces in a debate.
Especially if he rides to the polls on a stallion. I still can't get over Roy Moore. That's the part of Roy I actually chuckle at.
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest Twilight Zone moments I think I've had in a while. Seeing him on the horse. Hello! I probably didn't say Heil Silver or something.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jim. I got to run.
Y'all have a good one. Bye.
You too. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello? Well, call back. 272-9228. 272-9228. More News and Views when we come back.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We are hooping it up this Valentine's Day. Our special is just $99 for beautiful gold hoops. Tell them about it.
They're an inch and a quarter, and they're super cute.
Super cute, an inch and a quarter. That's all you got to say?
Well, you can wear them every day.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
They're great. Everybody will love them.
Everybody will love them. And Marguerite's, you come see us this Valentine's Day. $99, 14 karat, white, yellow, rose, gold hoops. Hoop it up.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
stocks have turned higher after opening lower because of continued uncertainty about the impact of the coronavirus on the global economy. The Conference Board says its Employment Trends Index improved last month. It's a sign the job market got better in January. Popeye's chicken sandwich was such a hit, parent company Restaurant Brand says it helped to boost sales at Popeye's by more than 40% in the recent quarter. The company calls the sandwich iconic and transformational. Restaurant Brands is also parent company of Burger King and Tim Hortons. A couple of big mall operators are combining. Simon Property Group is buying 80% of Taubman Centers. Taubman owns or operates 26 regional shopping centers in the U.S. and Asia. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's as if we're going to relive last week all over again with crazy similarities. Today, showers become likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight, with the high today 72, tonight's low 63. Tomorrow and Wednesday, periods of showers and thunderstorms. We're in the 70s. There is a risk of more severe storms again by Wednesday evening and through the overnight hours Wednesday night into Thursday morning, just like last week. And again, the potential for significant rainfall totals. It turns windy and colder Thursday afternoon through Thursday night and Friday, just like last week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228. I promise. I just talked to him on the phone. Jack Campbell will be here in mere moments. I'm, for now, your solo host, Joey Clark. Look forward to seeing how Jack's weekend went, though. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether it's Kim Williams, Madeline, the whole team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage, they can help walk you through, especially if you're around my age, folks, maybe a little younger, in your 20s, maybe a little older, in your mid-30s, getting near 40. If you don't have a home yet, it's probably not because you aren't capable. It's probably because you're just scared of the process or just don't know about the process, haven't thought about it. Well, Kim Williams and the whole team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage can help walk you through the process. All it takes is a simple phone call, 567-4223, 567-4223. And they'll ask where you are in your current financial situation, what type of home you're looking for. And again, they can walk you through what you qualify for, what you can apply for, especially if you're a veteran. Maybe you can get some VA home loans. There's all sorts of programs that Alabama Home Mortgage can hook you up with. Maybe you do already have a home. You already have a mortgage. And you're in a little financial trouble. No stress like money stress, folks. It can really put a heavy burden on your shoulders. So maybe Alabama Home Mortgage, again, a simple call conversation, can help lift some of that burden off your shoulders by helping you refinance at a lower month-to-month rate, but also skip a couple of payments to help you get your head above water and, again, lift that money stress off your shoulders. That number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Kim Williams and the team, be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. There is a difference when it comes to mortgage lenders. 272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, I just look at, I didn't watch the Oscars. And I see a lot of the stuff coming out of people reacting to the Oscars. Apparently Joaquin Phoenix gave some over-the-top crazy speech. And, you know, honestly, Joaquin Phoenix, from what I saw, was so weird that it's kind of like, whatever. He went from just bizarre to also incredibly eloquent at times, talking about being positive. Like, he really did. In one section of his rambling speech, acceptance speech, he won, I believe, Best Actor for The Joker. A very dark, unnerving movie, but well done. It's like a superhero Joker version of Taxi Driver. But he went in this rambling speech, apparently one section, he took on cancel culture. And he actually made a pretty darn good point. Instead of looking at everybody's past sins and everything people have done wrong, which I'm sure, hey, y'all want to dig into my past, even just here on the radio, I'm sure I have said things that I would look at today and go, oh, can't believe I said that. That was wrong. That's life. We're not perfect creatures. In fact, we're very imperfect, and we're prone to sin and all sorts of things. So Joaquin Phoenix's message was essentially, hey, why not try to positively uplift people? Why not, if you think somebody's doing wrong, instead of riding them out of society, you try to bring them back into the fold? Not a bad message. But then he got into how we manufacture beef in the country. He really was saying we inseminate cows against their own will, and we steal their babies. And all right, Joaquin. All right. But I really don't know who actually tunes into the Oscars to seriously listen to these actors and directors and writers and producers win awards and then give their political opinion. Just because you have a platform, whether it's a humble radio perch here in Montgomery, Alabama, or millions of people, not as many millions as years past, are talking, you know, watching you on the Oscars, doesn't mean you have to go into your half-baked political speech. You really don't. You could just gracefully accept your award. Because when I saw Brad Pitt won, I'm like, well, good. I thought he was good in that movie. When I saw Joaquin won, I'm like, all right, he was good in that movie. But I don't want to hear your political opinions. And most people don't. Even people who agree with you, I suspect. 272-9228. Did any of y'all watch the Oscars? I didn't waste my time. I didn't waste one iota of my Sunday evening watching the Oscars. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole. Yeah, politics, caught up on some of this debate. As my co-host, Jack Campbell, he called, folks. By the way, oh, hello. Jack Campbell is here in the flesh. He's working out his headphones.
I'm not sure they're mine.
But
mine are gone.
You called and mentioned it. I did catch this. We were talking about, Jim and I were talking about Joe Biden. And Biden essentially admitted, yeah, I took a gut punch, the whole process did, but I took a hit in Iowa, and I expect I'm going to take a hit here, referring to New Hampshire. And I think Biden is going to take a hit. I mean, recent polling after that debate shows Biden tied for fourth, maybe in fifth place, tied with Elizabeth Warren or behind Elizabeth Warren. What an absolute mess for the Biden campaign. And he might be able to survive to South Carolina and into some of the deep South Super Tuesday states, including this state of Alabama. But I think donors are already starting to leave the Biden campaign and go to folks like Pete Buttigieg, go to folks like Amy Klobuchar, and try to find some sort of moderate, because they are scared to death of Bernie Sanders. Because Bernie does have a lot of support, genuine support. People that support Bernie but don't necessarily support the Democratic Party. So we shall see. 272-9228. News and views, you're on there. Who's this?
Joey, Jeff, how are you this wet morning?
I'm all right. I got over my tax burden. I should make a rule with our tax accountant. Don't give me the numbers while I'm on air. It just makes me angry.
the only person I make him gander with the taxes is TurboTax. That's about it.
Well, there you go.
Hey, listen, there was some guy that got on the air, not on the air, but he made his little speech on the Oscar. I just caught it. He said, I'm just grateful my kids are not interested in politics. And, you know, so, hey, that was the one guy that I enjoyed the speech.
What, he said, I pray my kids aren't interested in politics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good message. Okay, there you go.
I mean, I think he was from overseas, too, so, hey, there was your one political outreach that you could probably appreciate.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, listen, hey, have a great day, dude.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Good call. 272-9228, 272-9228. Jack, are we figuring out those headphones there?
Well, mine were taken out of the drawer, so I don't know where they are. But anyway, these work.
That's good to see you. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing? Running a little behind this morning, to say the very least.
Yeah, it's a Monday.
I know, really. And I had a great weekend.
That's good.
I did nothing. I watched the debate Friday night.
What'd you think?
Kind of pitiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think it was kind of pitiful. They were all just scrapping and sparring, and they were trying to be civil, but you could tell it was killing them. And Joe Biden, at the beginning of the debate, said, well, you know, should have done better. That ain't exactly what he said, but he said, you know, we didn't do so well in Iowa.
Yeah, it took a hit in Iowa, and I expect to take a hit here.
Here in New Hampshire, and people are kind of looking around like, really?
It's like the Monty Python strategy. Run away! Run away! All right, Joe.
But now, he can salvage it if he wins South Carolina. And that's what, everybody's predicting that he's going to win. But I don't know. People like to vote for a winner. If they see that you're slipping, that may affect him in South Carolina, too. I don't know, though. These Democrats are so damn crazy. But their whole theme was, we got to beat Trump, we got to beat Trump, we got to beat Trump. I mean, it wasn't anything about what they were going to do to make America better or, you know.
But they're doing that because all the polls for Democratic primary voters showing that's their number one issue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Trump. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it was kind of a pitiful showing. They beat up on poor old Pete.
Yeah.
You know, just get ahead just a little bit, and they're going to start gunning for you, and they went after him.
Have you seen this meme about Pete killing dogs?
No, does he kill dogs?
No. Well, where that comes from is the euthanasia rate for the shelters there in South Bend is much higher than in other places in Indiana. I mean, really, this is why I think maybe Mayor Bloomberg will get some of this, but if you're mayor of a small town city, there's all sorts of little things that could come back to bite you. Because that's one of the most difficult jobs. I think I'd rather be a state rep or senator or in the legislature somewhere.
It's all that minutia that you don't have to worry about if you're running for federal office, from garbage pickup to, you know, how police people treat civilians.
Right.
And that's one of the things they're on his ass about, is that his police force was a little bit zealous.
Yes.
I think.
But I think Pete, though, is still going to be strong. I think it's going to be Bernie, then Buttigieg will be how it finishes out.
And why was Andrew Wang even there? You didn't watch it? He may have said 12 words the whole night.
Yeah, they keep doing that to him, and he needs to learn to speak up. I genuinely like Yang just as a guy.
Yeah,
like,
just
I could talk to him.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
They kept raising their hands. Is that part of their deal now? If they want to be next, they raise their hand?
Yeah, that's how I was taught in class.
I know, but I've never seen that during a debate.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. It was entertaining in my book.
Well, we'll have to talk about it more after this quick break. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender, but we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Before we hit our Fox News break here, folks, and begin the third hour of News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell, remember the second hour was brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223 is their number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, of course. Alabama Home Mortgage is an